WBENFM Philadelphia.
95.7 Ben FM presents Ben Around Philly. Fun conversation highlighting events, experiences, and trends happening in Philadelphia. 95.7 Ben FM.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us. This is Ben Around Philly. It's our fun Saturday morning show. I'm Kristen. I'm on mornings, weekdays with Matt Cord. But on Saturdays, we do fun stuff about things going on in Philadelphia, fun tips, and stuff you might not realize. And today is what? January 27th. So we're at the end of January, and a lot of New Year's resolutions, including my own, have been ignored for this past entire month. So we're one out of the 12 months already, but it's not too late. And with me today is local Philly fitness CEO, Orit Schwartz. She is the CEO of Sharky, the belly dance workout, and she's been featured on all sorts of channels, CNN, NBC, ABC, and more, talking about New Year's resolution rescue. It's her three tips to revive your New Year's resolution. Good morning, Orit.
Good morning, Kristen. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming in, and thanks for putting us back on track here.
Absolutely.
So if you could, just give me a little bit of your background. Tell me a little bit about the belly dance workouts, all that you do.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, so I'm the creator of Sharky, the belly dance workout. And what it is, it's a fusion of both belly dance and fitness. So pretty much it's authentic belly dance, just kicked up a notch. Huh. And what's great about it is that not only are you getting a cardiovascular benefit, but I'm really empowering women to love their bodies, to get up off the couch, doing something new. We can all get together in a non-judgmental atmosphere.
And something very fun.
Totally fun.
And you're from Philly, so is this something that people can do in the area?
Absolutely, yes. I teach at the First Position Dance Arts in Ardmore, okay, as well as Smart Fitness in Philly on City Line Avenue.
I would love to try that sometime. Yeah. And how did you get started in fitness?
Well, I was a modern dancer in New York City for a while, wow, supplementing my living with fitness, because that's what we do. And, you know, when Latin aerobics became a big craze back in the day, I always thought, why not belly dance? You know, yeah. So I fused the two together and it was a hit.
Everyone's doing what? Zumba was like the big thing.
Right, yes.
I would love to try belly dancing. I will probably contact you about joining your class sometime. That'd be really cool. But tell us a little bit about this New Year's resolution rescue. From what I understand, it's three tips and they all start with an R, and yep, it's to help revive your New Year's resolution.
Right, exactly. So look, we're all in a hurry. We want everything now. We want health, happiness, love, financial freedom, whatever it is. But this is how we approach our goals, because we want everything now. And I feel like we should consistently revisit our goals and really focus on that vision to keep moving forward. So my first R is reconnect to your vision. Why does this goal matter to you in the first place? So for me personally, it's about feeling good. And I wanted to start meditating. And being a fitness professional, you know, it's always about looking good. And that used to be my goal. But my mind wasn't there. And you have to get the mind there first, and then the body will happen.
That will help with the motivation.
Absolutely.
To even get yourself there, right?
Exactly. So shifting my feeling of wanting to look good to feeling good really helped me stay committed.
And gets you both.
Totally. Absolutely gets you both. And my second R is role model. Who can you look to as inspiration? So for me, hands down, Oprah Winfrey, and I'm sure that's for a lot of people as well. Now, I'm not only a fitness professional, but I'm also a business owner and I'm a mom. And Oprah, to me, is the epitome of professionalism. She's a strong woman, a smart woman, and she's multi-passionate. And that process for her to get her to where she is now really, really resonates with me. And I really love her approach to business and her approach to her audience. It's amazing.
So find someone that you admire. Actually, Oprah, it's her birthday on Monday. So
right,
in just a couple of days, she turns 64. And look at all that she's done.
I know.
Incredible.
I know.
You've got a car. You've got a car.
Yeah.
That's actually, we were just pulling that audio for the morning show on Monday. That's really cool. I don't know who I would pick for some of my resolutions. Like, one of my resolutions is to write more cards.
Uh-huh.
I love cards and letters, and I guess it would be my grandmother. She sends, you know, every birthday and for everything, and you get one on your anniversary, and it's always so thoughtful, and I'd like to become more thoughtful with that. And, you know, I'm already at January 27th and have not sent a single thing, you know,
right,
and so I can get there, but she's a really good example to kind of keep an eye on, and when I get something for her, maybe that can trigger me to send it out to others,
yeah,
and spread the love a little bit.
Yes.
All right, so what is your third R?
Third R is reward. So how can you treat yourself for taking those baby steps toward your big goal? Those small wins are just super, super important, especially for me as a mom because I'm always busy. So I really rely on those small wins. And for me, I like to treat myself to a massage or a facial or even a night out with the girls for some drinks and a really high caloric meal.
I like that.
And so pretty much make sure you celebrate those baby steps toward your big goal because the small steps will make you successful totally.
Now, I think I'm doing that third step. I'm definitely rewarding myself with those types of things, but I'm not connecting that to my goal in any way. So yeah. I need to stop just doing it for the heck of it and maybe be like, all right, you can go get that massage if you send 7 cards this week or, you know,
yes,
that kind of thing.
Exactly.
And that will help, you know, you then associate your goal and your resolution with something positive,
right,
besides just the way you're going to feel from accomplishing that goal.
Right. Exactly.
I like this. So what made you come up with these 3 R's? Like, is it just something that's helped you in the past?
Well, it has helped me. And when I'm creating a goal and trying to reach that goal, what has helped me also is track my progress. That's for sure, because that will help me with those small wins, especially. Committing to the process. That was that whole mind shift for me, committing to the process. Building a support system. So having someone help you be accountable, having a buddy to do something, or just having a cheerleader. Also, one very important thing is accepting imperfection. You know, you're going to fall off the wagon and it's okay. And just know it's okay. You're human. Just get right back on.
Some of us have not even gotten on the wagon yet for 2018. And that's okay, too.
Yes, totally.
There's plenty of time. It's January. We're all hibernating. And, you know, it's not too late. You don't have to do it on January 1st.
Exactly.
To get it done.
Exactly.
You're going to feel good either way when it happens.
For sure.
I love these tips. All right, great. Well, hopefully we helped you guys to kind of get back on track and realize some of your 2018 goals. Orit, thank you so much for coming in. Can you maybe give us a Twitter handle or a website or something that we can find you and
absolutely
follow you, find out more?
Sure. My website is sharqui.com. That's sharqui.com. And if you sign up for my newsletter, you get a free digital download of my Sharqui workout. So you can do it at home. And my Twitter handle is @SharqueeWorkout. Same with Facebook.
I didn't even know you had a newsletter. That's awesome. I will sign up myself. Thank you.
For sure.
Thanks for coming in.